Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been discussing what it means to be born again. When I first gave my heart to the Lord, a scripture that meant the very most to me was 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come." This scripture was so meaningful to me because once I came to the realization of God's love and also of God's standards and that He's a God of holiness as well as a God of love, I had great regret for sin that I had committed, sin that I had pursued with a passion, and was so remorseful for the lifestyle that I had fallen into in my college years. And this scripture saying that if anyone's a new creation in Christ, that the old, the things from the past were gone, and that the new had come because of Christ's work, comforted me so very much. Regardless of what kind of sinful or rebellious life you may have lived prior to being born again, this scripture promises that the old things have passed away and that you are now a new person, a new creation in Christ. The guilt and the shame and even the tendency to yield to former sins no longer belongs to you. You have a new life in Christ. The Spirit of God now lives in you. You can compare your new life in Christ to the story of a person who purchased an old building that had been vandalized, broken into by thieves, and was filled with trash. The new owner did not go in and try to clean up and patch up the old building that stood on that property he had just purchased. Instead, he tore the old building down and built a brand new building in its place. It is still the same piece of property, but the old building is gone and a new building stands in its place. So it is with your new life in Christ. The old is gone and God has built a new life in you. You could say a new owner has taken possession of the property of your life. Spiritual rebirth in Christ gives a person a brand new life. Supernatural changes take place in the life of a person who has been born again, and the scripture outlines them for us. Today I want to share some of those results of the new birth with you. And if you are a born again Christian, take hold of these because they belong to you. The first one I'll bring to your attention is found in Romans 8:1. It says, "There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." A person who has been born again is no longer under condemnation for sin. Guilt and shame do not belong to you. Perhaps you have murdered someone. Perhaps you have had an abortion. Perhaps you have led a life of tremendous sexual immorality or perversion, or you have been an addict to drugs or to gambling or to pornography. If you have confessed your sin to God, if you have asked for His forgiveness, if you have committed your life to Christ and asked Him to come in and make you new, and you have been born again, then you are no longer under condemnation for the sins of your past. This is one of the greatest blessings of the new birth. Many people suffer emotionally and mentally from shame and guilt over past sins. Mental hospitals are filled with people who have been unable to forgive themselves for things they have done, for sins they have committed. They are constantly under attack of condemnation in their own minds and hearts. But for the born-again Christian, there is no longer condemnation for sin. You are not a person who has been given eternal life by God, but must still bear the burden of what you did in the past. If that is happening to you and you're a born-again Christian, then you are being robbed by the devil himself of what Jesus Christ won for you on the cross. There is no longer condemnation for past sin for the born-again believer. The blood of Jesus was enough to pay the penalty for your sin, past, present, and future. Do not let the enemy of your soul rob you by lying to you that you must still bear the stigma and the pain and the shame of past sin. Tell the devil that he is a liar. Tell him that Jesus has redeemed you from the curse of the law. And under the curse of the law, when a person broke the law, shame and guilt and condemnation belong to that person, as well as many other things that came under that curse for breaking the laws of God. But you are no longer under condemnation for past sin if you are a born-again Christian. You can rejoice. Memorize Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. That's the truth about you as a born-again Christian. Another result of the new birth is that the born-again Christian receives a new nature, the very nature of God. 1 Peter 1:4 tells us, "For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, in order that by them you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust." When we were in the world, we were driven by the lusts of the flesh, corrupted and defiled by them. But now, becoming a born-again Christian, accepting Christ's work on the cross through his death and resurrection as payment in full for the penalty for our sins, and winning for us a new life and a new creation lifestyle in God, we literally receive the nature of God. We become partakers of his divine nature. You have God's nature in you. That is a magnificent thing and a result of the new birth. A third result of the new birth, a supernatural change that has taken place, is that you have received eternal life. 1 John 5:13 tells us, "These things have I written to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you might know that you have eternal life." Eternal life isn't something that just happens when you die, that you get to live in heaven. It's something that exists now in your spirit. You have eternal life. You are a living, breathing, eternal being that has the life of God inside of you. You have that eternal life of God in your spirit, and it will continue after your physical body dies and you live in eternity with God forever in heaven. That is something to shout about. A fourth result of the new birth is that you now have God dwelling within you. 1 John 4:15 says, "Whoever will confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him and he in God." 1 Corinthians 3:16 tells us, "Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" This is probably one of the most magnificent and wonderful mysteries and realities of the new birth, that God comes to dwell inside of our own human spirit. How beautiful, how wonderful is this? We know from Romans that the born-again Christian has the privilege of having the greater one living inside of his spirit. That scripture tells us, greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. This is a reference to the enemy, the one in the world, and the fact that God is the greater one is living in you. You can't lose with the greater one living inside of you. The new birth results in God dwelling within the spirit of the born-again believer. Another result of the new birth is that we are brought near to God. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2:1. How precious is that? God's no longer a far-off entity we can hardly imagine, let alone touch, but now we are near and close to God. A final result of the new birth that I'll share today, and there are so many more, is that whoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. A dynamic result of the new birth is that you now have the power to overcome the world and the devil himself, who goes about like a roaring lion in this world that we live in, seeking whom he may devour. But he won't devour you if you understand and embrace the reality and the truth of Scripture that whoever is born of God has the God-given power to overcome the world.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.